Each week at this time, this station presents Legislative Report with your state representative, Duane Milne, of the 167th Legislative District in Chester County. Representative Milne, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, I know you do sit on the House Education Committee here in Harrisburg, and recently that committee made some interesting decisions regarding some planned testing that the administration and the State Board of Education was pushing for. What's going on here, and how did the committee come down in terms of how they feel about this new testing?
One of the major issues we are working on the Education Committee is how to improve education across the state of Pennsylvania, which is certainly a laudable goal, and there are a lot of different initiatives that people have suggested. One that the State Board of Education has offered is something called the GCAs, Graduation Competency Assessments. And this would basically be equivalent of a statewide test. So they're actually a series of tests. The student would have to pass 6 out of 10 in order to receive a high school diploma in Pennsylvania. And the Education Committee is strongly opposed to the proposal as it currently stands.
And I understand that there's a lot of school districts as well that really felt that this was a bad move.
It is. In areas like ours that have very good local schools, we have very dedicated school boards, very dedicated teachers, and high-performing students, we don't necessarily need these kind of tests. What is happening here is an laudable effort to improve underperforming schools in other parts of the state. A one-size-fits-all policy mechanism is trying to be implemented. I disagree with that. The Education Committee disagrees with that. And we have sent a message to the Board of Education that we are going to block these proposals if at all possible.
And of course, this is just another requirement that school districts are being saddled with by the state, and it's also going to cost more money, undoubtedly.
It will. It is a bad idea from an educational perspective, and I'm somebody who has been in the classroom. I know what it takes to get students to succeed. A one-size-fits-all high-stakes test is not the way to go. And secondly, it is basically an unfunded mandate to our local taxpayers.
Also, I suppose the administration has some other angles going to want to institute this test that could have something to do with what they want to do with funding.
I would think so. There's a parallel path also taking place to re-engineer the education funding formula in the state. I think this graduation competency assessment is in synergy with that particular initiative, and the governor is trying to link the two together. However, these two issues should not be linked and should be treated separately. The last thing that any school district needs, well-performing or underperforming, is more state mandates and more costs to the local taxpayers.
Representative Milne, thanks for this report, and tune in again next week at this time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Duane Milne.